Welcome to Canadian Defense Focus from CDR Radio, produced by Canadian Defense Review Magazine. This series of podcasts features interviews with leaders and experts in the defense industry, as well as reports and profiles on the very latest in defense technology.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the CDR Radio podcast. I'm James Careless, Ottawa Bureau Chief with Canadian Defense Review, Canada's leading defense magazine. With construction on the Canadian surface combatants now underway, all eyes are on the advanced weapon systems that will be carried on the Royal Canadian Navy's new River-class ships. They will include torpedo launcher systems built by SEA Canada, a wholly owned subsidiary of the British defense and security firm SEA. SEA Canada is a trusted defense technology company with an established reputation, which the company has earned over the last decade. Dudley Malster is SEA Canada's business development executive. He is here to tell us about the company's work on the CSC and its other projects in Canada. Hi, Dudley. Thanks for joining us on the CDR Radio podcast.
Hi, James. It's a pleasure to be here.
First, please tell us about SEA Canada.
So SEA Canada is a defense technology and supply chain company, and we're part of the wider SEA group based here in Canada. Our origins in Canada are under a joint venture where we were known as JSK Naval Support. We were supporting the supply chain repair and overhaul of CAF equipment and obsolescence management of wider CAF assets, but mainly on the Royal Canadian Navy assets under the Victoria-class in-service support contract for the Victoria-class submarines. But last year, we saw a significant brand shift with us moving from that joint venture enterprise into the wholly owned subsidiary of SEA Canada under the SEA group, and providing that important and beneficial footprint into Canada. With that, we've been able to bring a product line to Canada in the form of the torpedo launch system that is going to be put on the River-class destroyer, and that is a critical part of our mission and vision as we progress in Canada. We're recognized from the SEA group as having world-leading technologies and supporting legacy items within fleets around the world. The River-class destroyer torpedo launch system is going to be our primary product line to the Royal Canadian Navy, but we will continue to support the support lines that we have been doing within the joint venture over the last few 10 years. It's important for SEA Canada to be in Canada because we are supporting this industrial base and the progression of defense and security companies within Canada. And that's basically where our heritage lies. So we will be able to provide products for combat readiness within the Royal Canadian Navy, but also supporting that supply chain heritage, matching DND's intent with our cutting-edge, leading-edge technology under the banner of SEA Canada.
So what capabilities and benefits does your company provide to the Royal Canadian Navy and your other customers across the board?
So the provisions of the what SEA Canada provide is essentially trust. We've been trusted for the last 10 years to provide support to the Canadian Navy in their supply chain. And now we're bringing the agnostic solutions in that ability to fit their requirements and needs. So I've mentioned already the torpedo launch system for the River-class destroyer as being our primary product into Canada. And that is the genesis of where we are pushing our efforts into that. And what that capability will bring to Canada and why it was chosen is that it will be an internal twin-stack launcher within the River-class destroyers that provides a platform for agnostic torpedo delivery. So with a torpedo launcher, it's generally built around a torpedo, but with our agnostic solution, although Canada may wish to keep their torpedo munitions the same for the duration of the life of the destroyer, with our launcher, they have that ability to be able to change up their munitions as the requirements or needs change. And that allows for the interoperability and interchangeability amongst its allies and the wider supply chain as we go forward into the next decades. And I think we've learned from the obsolescence management aspects that agnostic solutions are really critical to technological changes and progression of forces as they move forward. Other benefits and capabilities that SEA are looking to bring to Canada, as you'll remember from the strategic defence paper in 2017, Strong, Secure, Engage, there was an announcement of Victoria-class modernisation, and that's developed into the defence procurement update, into Canadian submarines replacement, and then the recent announcement at the NATO conference that those hulls will be coming online. And we look closely at those opportunities because SEA Group provides integrated communication systems, both internal and external, for UK submarines and export. And we will be looking to harness that opportunity within Canada to bring that technology transfer into Canada and look to support the supply and in-service support of those communication systems as they go forward. And again, that's backgrounded with an agnostic solution to ensure that technological changes or primarily the customer's needs for communications meets their requirements. We in no way across the group or within that technology dictate what is fitted to or with the communication systems. It is merely an interface to allow those systems to connect and talk. So where a submarine will live for decades, 30, 40 years, it'd be remiss to think that the same equipment put on day one would be the same equipment as when it is nearing its decommissioned state. And also the alliances and needs change as the operational tempo and operational factors change. So we will be able to adapt and integrate those communication capabilities within such a submarine. And that's something that it runs through the DNA of our company, which is listening to the customer, but also providing those agnostic solutions. So SEA Group, as a wider sort of pillar activity, has ship and fleet protection, integrated communication systems, and also undersea surveillance. So we know that Canada has three of the largest coastlines in the world, and the Arctic being a very sort of hot topic at the moment. And those need to be surveilled and managed. So that's a genesis of why the submarine program is so important and the uplift in hulls. But also there's going to be a need for autonomous solutions to complement that fleet. So we see an opportunity within Canada to bring some of our capabilities and benefits in the undersea area with our thin line crate system, which is currently being looked at with autonomous vehicles in the UK as part of our R&D. And again, if while speaking to the research aspects and customers in Canada, we have the ability to bring in that technology from our group, either through tech transfer and or support mechanisms, to provide that cutting-edge, leading-edge technology and undersea surveillance to future autonomous projects. And that's really exciting in the amount of products and activity that is within the group that can be brought to Canada and delivered by Canada. That said, we'll still be looking at bringing the repair and overhaul, supply chain obsolescence management to the Canadian Navy and wider customers, because that's also seen as very important. It's not just a product portfolio line that we're looking to bring to Canada. It's also the sustainability of this operational capabilities as they move forward over time.
What level of investment has SEA done in Canada to prepare for the CSC and other projects?
Yeah, great question. And investment is key to our growth. So where our initial entry was supported at the current location under a joint venture and merely looked at sort of supply chain aspects and bringing in equipment from the coast, either repairing it on site or transferring it back to an OEM. So more of a sort of a ship and receive slash light industrial. We're obviously now moving into a bigger space with more intent to grow. So our facilities footprint will be growing but also that of our workforce. And that requires an investment from us to get the required skilled workforce, industrial reach and capability needs that back up aspirations for both support and supply, but also product delivery. We do have a footprint on the East Coast within the Cove Ocean environment, and we have our current headquarters legacy site in Montreal, West Island. But there is scope, and we are looking at growing those facilities and finding opportunities within more areas, such as Ottawa, to ensure that we are closer to the customer, to provide that integral link in understanding what their needs requirements are. I spent a couple of years within D&D in my previous life in the DNR innovation space. So I understand the key importance that having access to the customer, both centrally located in Canada and coastally located with Canada, is important because of the vast distance that Canada has between its east and west coast and the centre. So it's really important that our investment matches the geographic needs of Canada, allowing for us to have that solid foundation and move forward with the customer as well as with our own entity.
Now, why is it important to your customers that SEA Canada belongs to the wider SEA group?
Yeah, I think this is a really important factor that is part of SEA Canada's understanding of where we sit. So it's strength in depth, really. We're part of a growing enterprise of SEA Group. SEA UK Limited is creating a great order book system. It's being grown in both workforce and capability and delivery. It's putting money into its own R&D and technology to not only create new product lines, but also grow the current product lines into the next level of technology development. And SEA in the UK is quite substantially larger than SEA Canada, but we are part of that group. And with that, it comes that reach. So SEA Canada has a reach back into the UK, back into that product portfolio, back into that research and development, back into those lessons learned. And that can be transferred back to us. The group knowledge and entity considers us very much part of the wider group. So understanding what Canada can not only do for Canadian content and servicing the Canadian customer, but what we can also do to support the UK lines / export lines, creating a larger footprint for the group to operate and react. And at the moment, we're not quite there for our own research and development tasks. We don't have that workforce or that space, but absolutely in the future, we want to be looking in that R&D space to grow our knowledge, the customer's products, and moving in the direction that it needs to move. I mentioned earlier that I was part of the RCN innovation team. And so I was part of, in the early stages, the ideas program. And those small funded items that the Government of Canada gives to companies to enhance their own R&D and grow against the challenges that they're facing, we can be answering that and also sharing that not only with Canada and creating better opportunities within Canada, but also feeding that back to the group so that we can holistically continue to be that world cutting edge technology leaders. And also, the group is linked to its wider area of the cohort group, which is five other companies which can assist and support. So there's the key point is really is reach and depth, and then the trust that that group has given to both the UK customer over its years of existence and also to Canada over our area of existence.
Finally, what are the next steps for SEA Canada? What are your future plans?
Yeah, so good question as well. We're continuing to build our workforce and facilities in Canada. We are small. We've doubled our workforce in the last year, and continuing to recruit and find the people that are ready to come on the SEA journey with us. We are looking at expanding our facilities to match our needs. And we understand that Canada is on a pivotal moment of capability change. The JSS coming online, the AOPS nearly finished in that program, but with a longevity of life. CSE, as the River Class Destroyer, is coming into force quickly now. We have the CPSP program now gaining some momentum with an RFI expected in the fall. So the maritime change within Canada is really exciting. And I think SEA's next steps is to build alongside that and work with that to really create conditions that matches the customer's needs and the ability to bring that technology that I've mentioned before being grown in the UK into Canada, having a technological transfer, and then employing Canadians in Canadian facilities using Canadian supply chains to deliver Canadian capability. And that's really core to our goal, is to match that industrial technical base aspiration that we can grow Canadian content and Canadian reliance for future capability needs.
Thank you, Dudley, for joining me today.
Thank you, James.
You've been listening to the latest in the CDR Radio podcast series. They are produced by Canadian Defence Review, Canada's leading defence magazine. I've been speaking with Dudley Malster, SEA Canada's Business Development Executive. To hear more CDR Radio podcasts, go to CanadianDefenseReview.com or find us on iTunes and Google Play under CDR Radio. I'm James Careless. Thank you for listening to the CDR Radio podcast. Talk to you again next time.
Tune in next time for another Canadian Defence Focus podcast from CDR Radio.